You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Chris.
God bless football, Mikey A.
God bless football, Stugatz.
Thank you. You got it right. I mean, Chris got it right, and he's fist pumping already because you got that right.
Yeah. I am super excited. Football, there's just so much football.
Yeah, football is great. It is rare where you have, on a Monday, people wanting to talk college football more so than the NFL. That's what you have. On this Monday, and that's what you had yesterday on a Sunday. Even while the NFL was going on, people wanted to talk about college football. Crazy, right?
I am with you. I don't think I've ever had a Monday where I wanted to talk college football more. And yeah.
Right.
I mean, FSU, can we just start laughing now at them?
Why are you laughing at them? It's not nice.
Laugh through the pain.
Yeah. It made me happy.
It's not funny.
As we'll get to it, I think, with Lucy a little bit later, I've been all over the place with this story, but yes. This is sports.
Right.
Right here.
Yes.
A committee of mostly white people told us something, and now we just have to live with it.
I'm good with it. I mean, not the mostly white people part. I mean,
it's a metaphor for life, really.
Well, no, but I'm good with the. Well, we'll talk about it with Lucy, but I'm good with the playoff they came up with.
Ooh.
I am good with that. Just a little tease there. I'm okay with it.
I feel like you gave it away. How you feel.
I did give it away. I'm good with it.
Got to be some reason, right?
I have some reasons behind it. Thank you.
Yes.
But Lucy traveled over the weekend, as she does every weekend, to the SEC championship game, Alabama and Georgia. She will join us. We'll have Lucy or Goosey. We'll talk about her experience at the SEC championship game and just her thoughts in general on everything that took place over the weekend with college football. I don't know. Good question. It is a good question. Let me start with you, Mike Fuentes. It is. Did you know until Billy sent an email yesterday that Billy was taking off this week?
No, I learned the same time you did.
Yeah. You did? Yeah. Okay. All right. So I was not alone there.
No.
Okay. Mikey A., did you also learn yesterday when he sent that email that he would not be here this week?
Listen, as somebody who helps produce this show, Billy and I talk a lot off camera.
Right.
I had no idea.
I was about to say,
I talked to him a lot too.
I'm not certain anyone spends more time with Billy than Chris because on the main show, they produced our show for many, many years. Did you know Billy was taking off this
week? I did see late last week the old OOO after his name with like all week, which that's a new thing in our calendar people have been doing. Yeah. Instead of vacation, they don't put off. It's out of office. OOO. So really? I knew I did learn late last week.
Only because you have access to the company calendar.
That's right.
Stu, you have access to the company calendar.
But I don't know where to find it.
So that's different.
I have no idea.
Love a good OOO.
I mean, but Billy's got to call and tell me in that spot. He can't just put it OOO in a calendar that he knows I never look at.
See, but the OOO is tricky, right? Because if you put OOO, that kind of means that you're available. You're just out of the office.
Yeah.
If you put vacation, I'm not calling you at all.
That is the move, though, is throw something on the calendar weeks in advance. Don't say anything to anyone. And then the day before it actually takes place, just a little reminder. Hey, just so you know, this has been here. I do the exact move. Yeah, I'm not hating.
It's in the calendar.
It's the move.
It's in the calendar. That's all I got to say. It's in the calendar.
I'm sitting here telling you guys, I have no idea. If we have a calendar or shared calendar, I don't know how to get it.
Yeah.
I know.
You and Dan seem to struggle with the calendar. We have a big guest coming up on the main show on Monday.
Yeah.
And like Dan tried to book a guest yesterday right when we're having this big guest. And it's like, oh, Dan clearly doesn't see the calendar because we have a huge guest at that exact time that he just tried to book.
You can promote the guest. It's okay.
Deion Sanders. I don't know when this airs. It probably already happened.
No, it didn't happen yet. Okay. Well, show, I don't know. Yeah, it's early.
No, it
evening.
Did already happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know this better than you.
5 in the afternoon, Chris.
It's early afternoon, Chris.
Okay. So it happened earlier.
So Deion Sanders on the main show, Dan tried to book who instead of Deion Sanders?
David Sampson.
Really?
He was like, I want Sampson at this time. We're like, Dan, Deion's joining us then.
Yeah, we can get Sampson anytime. I mean, what are you talking about? Anyway, what was your big takeaway, Chris, from Sunday NFL? Because we'll talk two segments of college football coming up here with Lucy.
Well, the thing that's the freshest in my mind is last night's game, the Sunday night game, Chiefs-Packers, and the refs just, you know, I did have the Chiefs -5 and to win the game, so I don't want to let my gambling affect my analysis.
But you're gonna.
But the ref, I mean, it was just clearly a pass interference late in that game on Valdes-Scantling. He's the GOAT of the week before. And it's like everyone hates him, and he finally has, and he gets penalized.
Not the good goat, the bad goat.
Yeah, the bad goat. Right. I don't like that this goat thing is.
Yeah, you gotta specify. Now.
It used to be a clear thing, bad.
Right,
but
he was a goat. He was the reason you lost the game. Right?
But it's just I don't like it when there's a clear penalty, and I like the guy. I don't, you know, we had reviewing of pass interference calls a few years ago, and I don't think we want to go back there. But there are just times when there's just consensus. We got this wrong.
Right.
Why can't we change that? I don't want to call.
Why
for
can't
more.
We stop the game and just say, hey, we clearly got this wrong. Let's get it right. Right.
Like a trump card, like the eye in the sky should just have a trump card of just, we got this wrong.
This is super interesting, this take coming from a Dolphin fan, because you now have the one seed. You and the Baltimore Ravens are tied for first in the AFC, and the Chiefs losing last night actually benefited your team, but you had money in the game.
That's the thing. It's a tough thing out here. It's hard out here with all the gambling nowadays. It's hard out here to be in a fan and not...
Well,
letting your thoughts get clouded.
No, just don't bet on the Chiefs.
Remember that 1 year that they allowed the challenging of pass interference, and then none of them were overturned? Because of course not. The official's not going to admit that he was blatantly wrong.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's why it's like, I don't want to go back there, but there's got to be some middle ground of just, hey, we screwed this up.
The guy's looking right at him when it happens, and it was blatant. Like, I just don't.
I'm okay with Tim Kirkjian being the arbiter on this, by the way.
Are you really?
Of just somebody that we just find to be genuinely kind, even though he's not a football guy.
Right.
I just trust his judgment on when to use it, because if we give it to the coaches, they're going to challenge everything. It just needs to be somebody who has like a mild-mannered person who's just like, not right, let's fix this one.
What do you name that position? Like, what is it?
Just the arbiter of truth, the arbiter of decency.
Put that on the poll, Juju. Should Tim Kirkjian be the arbiter of decency?
Okay. What if Kirkjian's not available?
It's Kirkjian.
We'll come up with a depth chart.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We're going to start with
football by the offseason. He's fine.
Yeah. Right. That's true. It's a good point.
Kirkjian can be on any committee that I have.
So you want Kirkjian to call in to the referee, have access to the referees and say, hey, stop the game. That was pass interference.
Just one of those,
if I'm telling you it's PI, it's PI.
I know
I'm Tim Kirkjian. I don't get mad.
I know we don't review penalties anymore.
Right.
But this one deserves it.
Right. Now, does he say, when he's done with the refs, does he say, listen, that was pass interference, okay? I'm Tim Kirchin.
ESPN.
Oh. I was going to say the arbiter of decency.
Okay. I'm Tim Kirchin, the arbiter of decency. All right, that works too.
ESPN's better, though. That's not great. Put this on the poll as well. Is Patrick Mahomes tired of throwing the ball to Marquez Valdes-Scantling?
I mean, that's another one. I mean, that's why he finally gets a penalty, and he's like, even now I don't get it?
Right.
He's just like, come on!
Jordan Love
was even holding on the Hail Mary.
I know.
Yes.
Well, no, like, no.
Dude, there was. No. Kelsey got pushed.
Time out. I have a Hail
Kelsey
Mary
got
take.
Tackled.
The okay. Hail Mary, by definition, is a miracle play.
Yeah, it's okay? A free-for-all. Yeah.
You're throwing it up for grabs to anyone. Offense or defense, anything is allowed on a Hail Mary. It's a prayer.
I like this.
That's what it's a prayer for crying out loud.
Like literally, you could punch.
It's a scrum.
I could punch the receiver in the face.
You do what you got to do. Yeah.
There was also a penalty in the Chiefs' favor right before that. The collision at the sideline. They called roughing on the defensive player.
Oh, yeah,
and it was just
he wasn't even out of bounds yet.
I'm just saying it was just not a great final few minutes for those officials. And I just want an arbiter of decency to be able to come in and save them.
Tim Kirchin.
Save them from themselves.
ESPN.
Listen, we've screwed this up, guys.
Right.
Let's just take a step. Let's take a breath here.
Okay. That's him doing Tim Kirchin, by the way.
I was gonna say, I don't know if you're leaning into it or not.
I'm doing half and half.
Yeah.
Hi.
Jordan Love's good, huh? I mean,
that's annoying.
Sure. The whole thing's annoying if you're a Jet fan.
Or just to see the Packers. Like, oh, you could just get another one. We thought for a few weeks you didn't have one, but you do.
If this guy's good for the next 15 years, the string of quarterback play, they've already gone through it for 30 years.
Yeah.
With Favre and Aaron Rodgers, and now to pass it along to Jordan Love. Oh, my God. Mikey, three straight good quarterbacks. Two are great. One is good. One looks like the other, you know, he looks like he's going to be great. So it'll be three straight great quarterbacks. We haven't had one. Not one, Mikey.
No, we've had them. We've had theirs.
Right, we had theirs.
I can't wait for Jordan Love to run our team in 15 years.
You know,
15 years, Jordan Love's going to be like, make sure you get me Randall Cobb Jr. on the team because I like throwing to that guy.
Jordan Love had like a four-streak terrible game thing going on.
Yeah.
Like, he's not been good. He was just okay last night. He had that one ball he threw up to Dobbs. Could have been picked off so easily. He just floated up there.
Yeah.
No one's looking at the ball. It just like lands right in Dobbs' stomach. Like, he's okay.
He's got 8 touchdowns, no interceptions last 3 games. He's got 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions last 5 games. He's the 3rd highest rated quarterback in the league since like week 7.
Christian Watson emerges when I traded him in fantasy. I mean, Jesus.
But then he hurt his hamstring.
So good. Yeah, they're good. How about the Niners, man? Do me a favor, do it in the playoffs. I got to be honest. I don't want to hear it. I've seen this before with the 49ers. Then they get to the NFC Championship game or they get to a Super Bowl and they blow it. It was an impressive win, but you're getting the Eagles off 2 really difficult games, and the Eagles go into Dallas this weekend.
So. And now you're getting they're the best when healthy. It's like just...
Well, Chris Sims says that all the time on this show.
I mean, it's just... The Niners, they're bleeping really good.
They're talented,
that's my
man.
Analysis.
Yeah.
You threw Chris off by telling him Sims says it.
No, I mean, Sims, listen, to his credit.
I had a whole
credit,
thing prepared on it. It's like, wow, Sims says this all the time, right?
No. You can blast Sims. He doesn't care. But to Sims' credit, listen, he's gotten stuff wrong, and he'll admit it, Zach Wilson being the main one. But he has said to us several times that San Francisco, when healthy, their best game is better than anyone else's best game.
And what do we make of the Eagles? Because they're playing a lot of close games, even against good teams. Yesterday wasn't close, but all their tough games outside of the Chiefs have been at home. I have so many questions about the Eagles right now, and I have questions that make me question the AFC because they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Dolphins.
Right.
Is the AFC having a down year? That's my question.
Because we all came into the season thinking the AFC was the better, deeper conference, right?
I mean, I can make the argument 4 out of the best 5 teams in the league are in the NFC.
Detroit, Dallas, San Francisco.
And then the Eagles?
And the Eagles.
And the Ravens.
And maybe the Packers are coming on.
Yeah, I would put the Ravens in that mix from the AFC.
And the Dolphins.
I was thinking of putting we should do a college football playoff thing for the NFL.
Yeah.
And then I realized this is all NFC teams.
Yeah.
Like,
I have to say,
I think you're right, Chris.
I've gotten nervous about the Dolphins in recent weeks.
Because?
Because I see all these other teams with their quarterbacks out of the pocket, and I just think with Tua, everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Anytime he has to get out of the pocket and scramble, I just worry about when it's not going perfectly. the Dolphins, it makes me nervous.
He had that one play out of the pocket to, I think it was Waddle yesterday.
Waddle dropped it.
Well, because he was so surprised that Tua could throw it outside of the pocket.
He's like, whoa, right in the hands?
There's no way he's getting the ball to me. Hence your concern. We'll talk to Lucy next.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
As we said in the opening segment, it is rare on a Monday where you want to talk college football more than you want to talk about the NFL. And we're going to talk to Lucy about the college football weekend in just a second. She was at the SEC championship game. I can't wait to speak to her. She told us a couple of weeks ago that Florida State was not going to get in. Golic insisted they were going to get in, Mikey. Yeah, he was wrong. Lucy was right. How about that? I love that.
Me too.
One of them loves college football, and one of them just kind of works it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah. One of them's just taking paychecks. I
mean, yeah.
Put this on the poll, by the way. Will the Jets sign Jordan Love in 15 years? Put that on the poll. Lucy, what a great college football weekend. And as a college football fan, I can't remember too many times, Lucy, I've been doing this for 20 years, where college football is the lead on a Monday in which you had an NFL Sunday. It's crazy.
Days.
Yeah.
I mean, since the playoffs started, the only other year where we've had some sort of like crazy who's going to get in, who's going to get left out was back in 2014. Since then, it's been pretty like, okay, you know who you're going to get. Maybe you have a case last year where you're like, is TCU going to get over Alabama, excuse me. But like, this is unprecedented. The first Power Five school to go undefeated and not make it, especially when it's a team like Florida State, like a team that carries a lot of weight, a lot of TV rankings. That's insane.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. I want to talk about all of this with you, but first I want to discuss your experience here at the SEC championship game. You have told us you've cried at many games. You've cried on the airplane to certain games. What was the emotional roller coaster for you this past weekend? It was a great game.
I didn't cry.
Oh, really?
I'll be honest.
Wow. Wow.
Does it mean more?
I think it's a neutral location, Mikey. Yeah, that's what I think it is. She's not going to like Ohio State or Michigan. Just a neutral game.
Mm-hmm. Neutral side.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to say it, but this is true. It was the worst tailgating we've been to the whole year.
Wow.
By far.
Really?
Like USC, so much better.
Whoa.
And it's not the fault of the SEC fans. I don't believe it's them because I think those are two great tailgating schools. But actually, like Mercedes-Benz Stadium, just like the location of it,
right,
it's not built for that. And so there just wasn't like any sort of tailgate atmosphere. They also didn't sell alcohol at the game to like general admission. So the whole vibes were off.
Wow.
But tailgating wise, it was so, I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed.
Glad I watched it at home though. I mean, didn't go to the game. Did it feel like a big game though when you're around there, when you're in there or?
It did feel like a big game. We were up in the press box, which I hate being in the press box. So that already like vibes were a little off. But no, we were sitting next to like the Georgia people and you could tell it was a big game.
Right.
You could tell.
Okay. How surprised were you? And I think you were pretty surprised, Lucy, that Washington Friday night. Now I'm going back to Friday night here, that Washington was able to beat Oregon a second time this season.
I was so surprised, and I thought of you the whole time. I was like, why am I not listening to Stu Gotsmore? He's making the greatest points out of anyone ever.
Thank you.
And it was one of those moments where as it was happening, I was like, why are we surprised? I shouldn't be surprised at this. I don't know why I went so like
weird.
Just gung-ho for Oregon, but like it's the way they've played the last few weeks versus the way Oregon's played. Like, I understand sort of the national sentiment. I kind of understood the betting line, but like, good for Washington, that win. That's a very good Oregon team that absolutely solidified that they deserve to be in the playoff. They earned their spot. I'm happy for them. I think the Washington-Texas matchup is really interesting because we already have another situation where Washington's already, you know, they're as of now, they're a 4-point underdog to Texas. That'll probably grow.
So, you just said a sentence right there, the way they've played the last few weeks, and that is really what happened to FSU. The way they've looked without Jordan Travis is, we can all agree, right, the reason that they didn't make this. Are we just forgetting that Alabama barely beat an Auburn team that lost to New Mexico State? Like, that's the part in all this. Like, I've flown all over the place on this. I was so happy that FSU got screwed at the beginning.
Right.
And now I'm like, as I've listened to all the reaction, it's hard to argue with the fact that we just have this preconceived notion about the SEC, because Alabama against Auburn didn't look until the final play.
It took a miracle.
So yes. It's just like, what happened there with the committee?
Right.
It's, no, that is the perfect example, because even if you look at the way these rankings played out, let's say Alabama had lost, they were going to screw Florida State no matter what.
Yeah.
That was always the plan.
Georgia
when they
dropped
Florida State to
Georgia would
to
be in. Right.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, they were going to drop Florida State out. I don't know where this like notion that the injury wouldn't matter. It's just like Alabama needed a miracle pass to beat Auburn. They beat a very good Georgia team. And Florida State, yes, they have not looked as good without Jordan Travis, and I understand that. Jordan Travis is a generational player. If he's this important, maybe he should be the Heisman.
Right.
If he's
this, that's if funny.
He, that is
this yeah. huge to college football. He should be the Heisman. But even then, you go to the Swamp and you get a win. I don't care what Florida team that is. That's impressive. You beat a Louisville team that's got the best run defense and one of the best run defenses in the country, and you light them up. That's impressive. Your defense was phenomenal. That was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's, you take Florida State's run game is very good. Florida State's defense is phenomenal. Those are two things that are just like out of the question now. It's, I don't believe it was a Jordan Travis injury that hurt Florida State. I believe it's being in the ACC. But that's what it was.
But having said everything you just said, Lucy, and I agree with every syllable you just said, I still am. Now I'm going to flip back. I don't want Florida State in this Final Four, though.
A lot of people were doing that. So like, a lot of people were doing that yesterday. Like, listen, it feels terrible. The committee had to hurt a fan base. They hurt Florida State's fan base. But I will tell you this, Lucy, they got it right. I don't care. That committee was put together to give you what they deem the four best teams in the country. And I'm sorry, they gave us the four best teams in the country, in my opinion.
See, that's
how much was Lucy? How much was Lucy and the committee rooting for Florida State to lose to Louisville? So like, don't make us do this.
Make it
you.
Easy.
Please don't make us leave you out. Please just do it for us and lose this game.
It was the thing that like gets me there is I agree. I'm in this weird spot where like, I think they got it right in leaving Florida State out, but also Florida State deserved to be there and we can all be angry and upset for them.
Of course.
But if we're talking four best teams, like I'm sorry. I believe that if Georgia was in this field, they would win the national championship. Yeah. Like I do.
Okay.
I believe Georgia, despite the loss to Alabama, is still one of the four best teams. So it's like a weird thing for me where I'm like, I still don't even think he got the four best teams. Like I don't know. The moment that was like, okay, you know what? This is what it is. It solidified for me. When Michigan saw their announcement that they were playing Alabama and not Florida State, there wasn't one excited player in that room. They were like, that was the most tame just group ever, where they were so disappointed to realize that they had gotten Alabama instead of Florida State, which pretty much was like, you know what? You made the right call, even though I don't understand it, even though it's really, really sucks for Florida State. This is why I just don't really get the whole playoff committee system of just like, let's just have 13 random people. We don't really know how involved you are with college football. You're going to decide this for everybody. You know more than records. You know more better than like wins and losses. Like, Florida State just got punished because they don't have a quality loss. How much does that suck?
I know. They gave us Michigan-Alabama, though, in a semifinal game at the Rose Bowl.
You're so right, though. The math that the committee told us that they did for this would have Georgia ahead of Florida State as well.
Well, listen, their big mistake, Lucy, I think the big mistake, they put Florida State, you talked about that win in Gainesville. They put them inside the playoff. They were at number four. Yeah. And then they took them out for winning the ACC championship game. So they kind of got it wrong there.
They got penalized for winning.
The playoff screwed themselves in the sense of they were hoping that Georgia would win and they could keep them in there. But I think they also had the understanding if Alabama wins, we're going to put them in. because it's Alabama, because it's the SEC. They screwed themselves the week before by putting Alabama at 8. Yes. You can't jump from 8 to 4.
Well, they just did.
And it's a great point. It's a great point you guys made, because if that Auburn game ends differently, meaning they win the game, they beat Alabama, Alabama still plays in the SEC championship game. Perhaps they still beat Georgia. Let's just say everything plays out exactly the same. It's not Florida State who's the 4 team. It's Georgia who's the 4 team, and Alabama's out.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
The second Jordan Travis broke his leg, which, like, his statement was so sad. He came out and said, "I wish I had broken my leg earlier."
I know.
So you can know that, like, we're good. That's what the hell?
Right.
They were planning on dropping Florida State. This entire time they were planning on doing it, they were just a placeholder.
Is Jordan Travis secretly like, hell yeah,
I'm that important?
He seems so sad. ESPN, when they showed the footage,
I think he's sad. I'm sorry to cut you off. I think he's sad with a hint of hell yeah.
Him and his agent, little fist bump.
He's got a skyrocket.
Him and his agent, little fist bump below the table.
Yeah.
By the way, all of this just made me realize we need more committees deciding things.
We do.
I need it in my life. Where am I going for dinner tonight? A fight with my wife?
Okay. As long as Tim Kirkchen's on.
Send it to the committee. That's what I'm telling you. A committee of people like Tim Kirkchen that are just like, you know what? Chris was right here.
Yeah.
You know, just come on.
Wow.
What shows are we watching?
Yeah,
what
time, Kirkchen siding with you. Huh?
What time is my kid going to bed? I mean, we need more committees, huh? Put it
you
on the
want
poll.
More committees? Yeah. I'm in an existential dread right now over a team I don't care about.
More committees. Put it on the poll. More committees? Question mark.
Wait, I love this sport means so much to Lucy. And I feel that she thinks the committee got it right. Her heart is broken for Florida State.
I had to watch on the plane, and the woman next to me heard me. I like yelled, and she was like, "Are you okay?"
I was like, Florida State didn't get in.
They put Alabama in Florida State. I thought we had an SEC-less playoff. Yeah, there were also Alabama fans on my flight, and I could tell my broadcast was delayed because I heard a bunch of Roll Tides in the back of the plane. I was like, oh my God.
Yelling in dread on an airplane, not a good thing.
Yeah. No, I couldn't help myself.
Wait, so you learned you were watching the playoffs on the plane?
Yeah, so we were flying back from Atlanta. So you could do like the live TV. So I paid for Wi-Fi, expense Wi-Fi on my phone so that I could tweet about it.
Yeah.
And then I put the live TV on my iPad, and then it was delayed because I was getting texts that they were just saying, "Oh my God." And so I was like, "Oh my God." And then I heard the Bama fans scream Roll Tide, and I was like, "Oh my God, did Bama make the playoff?" Then it popped up on my screen. Then I yelled. And then the lady was like, Are you okay? I said, "I wouldn't say that, but you don't need to worry."
Did anyone react when Washington made the playoff?
No one reacted.
Lucy, are we taking Georgia in the Salty Bowl? -13? What are we taking?
This is very weird. I'm in a Florida State Facebook group because I have found that the most chaotic fans are on Facebook. So I've joined all the major Facebook groups. I don't know what those guys are.
They were outraged.
And they want us to sit out the game. So I'm taking Georgia because Florida State might be sitting out. According to the Facebook person.
Georgia might too.
I think Florida State, if they really want to make news with this and send a message, they should just show up to whatever game they thought they should have been at, like all in uniform.
Full pads, yeah.
Like full pads, like walk in as a group, arm in arm.
That would be the Rose Bowl. They would have been the 4 seed. So you have them just showing up waiting to play.
Like standing, waiting to play Michigan. Just as the two teams take the field, they pan over to the tunnel and you just see all of them in uniform. How sick would that look?
Security's going, "What are you guys doing here? Yeah, we're playing Michigan. What do you mean?"
It'll honestly be more successful for them if they show up to play against Georgia.
Juju, put this on the poll. Should Florida State show up to the Rose Bowl anyway? All right. Coming up next, we have a bunch of questions. It's a great segment. Our listeners love it. It's a Lucy or Goosey. Next. You're a jackass, you know that?
What? I
mean, seriously.
Thank you.
I feel like I
Thank
nailed
you,
that.
Chris.
Yeah, you told him to do that, didn't you? You did.
Yes.
Because Billy does
I miss
it.
That's, Billy.
You asked me to start.
I miss Billy.
No, but I'm like, hey, Billy, no, Chris is doing a great job, and we appreciate Chris doing this. We found out Billy wasn't going to be here an hour ago. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. but Billy does that. Mikey had to tell you to do it. Like, I'm like, Billy, you start the segment. Okay, he comes in, and we're back. and just throws it in my lap. Like, that's not starting a segment.
That's the way to do it, actually. Oh, textbook.
Well, that's what he says.
Lucy or Goosey?
We'll get to it in a second.
Ron McGill at a sex museum.
We'll get to it in a second. Chris, did you take the... What? Who? Did you take Iowa? Iowa, the over-under, the team total.
I've taken it every single week all season because of Lucy.
But this past weekend, the first half, it was over-under a half point. The second half was over under a half point. I took the under in both halves. I bought it up to a point. I mean, how about that?
Did you, I thought it was like,
because you're being smart.
I thought they were six. I thought they were 6.5 for the game. You got it at a half each half.
Each half
for
was
each
that.
Half.
Yes. Wow. Well, that means a field goal each half. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly right. Lucy, how
can I just say?
Yes.
Hold on, real quick. Can I just say, my income is going to drop by half next year because of all the money I made just betting the Iowa under all year.
Same.
And right. It's over. Like, well, it's no. Just gone. Well,
what do you mean? It's right. You have them scoring next year? I mean,
I have news for you guys. I have some news.
What?
I'm dead inside, but it's fine. It's all right. Because I don't, as much as Brian Farron sucks.
Who cares? Get to my wallet.
It's bad. I don't necessarily think he was the whole problem. Okay. I don't think he was the entire issue. I think Kirk Ferentz will keep the Iowa under alive. I really do.
You do? Okay, good.
She sounds
I'm
like
happy,
the Jets
I'm
fans defending Nathaniel Hackett.
So happy for you guys.
Right.
Happy for my wallet. Sad for my entire existence.
Okay.
Are you hoping for a crappy OC? How's this work?
I just want one. I don't really want a great one.
Right.
I don't need that.
What would you
I
do
just
with
want
that?
An okay one. Right. I just want okay. That's all I want. Okay.
Like, what if you brought in some like Mike? Good. What if you guys brought in some like Mike McDaniel style
never,
offense?
They would
like,
never
no
do that.
It's like earth
shattering. There's no way.
That's not the way he wants to play football, Kirk Ferentz.
That's
more tight
no
ends.
Way.
He wants to win games
more
9-3.
Tight I mean, ends.
I wish. Kirk Ferentz came out like it was way before the season, and God, it's turned into a meme. But he said the most overrated stat in football is offensive yardage. So yeah, let me tell you, he's not getting somebody fucked. He's not getting somebody fucked.
I'm so sorry.
How did you not fire him right away for saying that? It's so terrible.
It's got a lifetime gig there. It's unbelievable.
And then Iowa won 10 games, and I think they were outgained in almost all of them.
Right. This is the guy who's always, you know, he's the best NFL coach coaching in college. Like, it's been that way for years. Imagine that guy in the NFL. I mean, Jesus Christ, you coach the Patriots.
He'd hurt the product. They'd fire him. Like.
When did the Patriots turn into Iowa?
I mean, oh, I love that. Yesterday I had the Patriots under and their team total under.
Right. I had the Chargers -5.5.
Honestly,
what a dreadful game.
The Patriots not scoring a point on the Chargers defense is one of the more impressive things all season in any sport.
Right.
Like that defense for the Chargers
has
been.
You almost have to try to do that.
We could, as a unit, I think, looking around this room right now, everyone I'm looking at, we could score a point on the Chargers.
I started them in fantasy.
Put it on the poll. Could we score a point on the Chargers?
This unit right here.
I just see Chris Cody running away from a Bosa. How would that work?
0 points. Crazy.
Let's get to a
Bosa.
A Bosa was perfect.
I don't know which one it is.
Do you have a top five coming up next segment, by the way?
Yes, I do.
What is your top five?
Top five things that shouldn't be.
That shouldn't be.
That shouldn't be. Like a Disney story.
Okay.
Shouldn't be.
All right. Interesting. That shouldn't be. I thought you were doing top five losers.
Yeah,
it's a good loss for Philly. Yeah. Humbling loss. No.
No.
All right, let's get to Lucy or Goosey. Lucy, are you ready?
Always.
Okay. Do you have cards? I don't know where you are right now at home. Okay. You do. All right. You are always prepared. All right. Here we go. Florida State versus Georgia and Oregon versus Ohio State would have been better than the playoff we have now. Lucy or Goosey?
Absolute Lucy on that one. I think the Orange Bowl is going to be really fun. I think those are two sad but very passionate fan bases. I'm really excited for that game. Liberty getting the Group of Five bid doesn't sit right with me. Didn't love that. SMU, I know, has a loss on the season. However, Liberty, they are undefeated. They got 12 wins. That is impressive.
Now we're respecting undefeated.
Yeah.
Hold up. They played the 133rd toughest schedule in the country out of 133 teams.
Right.
So do I think they deserve the New Year's Six Bowl over a really good SMU team?
SMU's
not
good.
Not necessarily. Right. Ohio State, breaking news, Kyle McCord entered the transfer portal, so I don't think Ohio State's going to give one single about this bowl game.
Wow.
So FSU's the play because they're both big spreads. Like Oregon Liberty is the exact same spread, I believe, but maybe 1 point different as Ohio State FSU.
Right. I mean,
like,
I was just
the same style.
I was just trying to make the point that there are eight teams this year, that those four teams would have been a good playoff.
That would have been a better matchup. Yeah. So Florida State, Georgia is going to rule in the Orange Bowl. I'm excited. Ohio State, Mizzou, I think is actually going to be a little more competitive now because it seems like everyone from Ohio State's transferring today. And then Oregon, that sucks. They had a great season and you have to end with Liberty. That's not the matchup we wanted. I would take Oregon like big. Liberty is winning 12 games is not easy, but winning those 12 games a little bit easier.
It's funny. I'm looking at my questions for you and we already addressed this one, but I did write if everything this weekend stayed the same, but Auburn beat Alabama 2 weekends ago, would Florida State be in? But I think we all say no, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's juicy as hell.
Yeah, they put him at
that
5.
That would be Georgia's spot. That's
so great what the committee did. Everyone, and I'm including you here, Lucy, owe an apology to the Washington Huskies. Lucy or Goosey?
I owe an apology to them and you.
Thank you.
Because I didn't listen to you. Yeah, they were great.
All right.
Oregon was impressive in the sense that, man, did they look bad in that first quarter.
Yes.
They looked really, really bad, but they came back. Bo Nix, he had his like felt like a Heisman sort of potential like game in that one, just didn't end the way you wanted. Oregon's defense ended up being the problem, which is usually how it ends up working out. It's tough, but Washington earned their spot in the playoff and people are already like really quick to be Texas going to win this big. And I don't see that happening.
Well, good. That leads me right to my next question. Michigan, the one seed, got a tougher game than Washington, the two seed.
I think I'll go Lucy on this one just because when you're playing Alabama, you're always playing one of the two most talented teams in the country. Not that Texas isn't incredibly talented and a very good football team. They beat Alabama by 10 points in Tuscaloosa. But yeah, that's a tough game. And you could tell in the reaction when they were not happy to find out they were playing Alabama.
That's what I was just about to ask you about. They got to know they're being videotaped there. You got to fake it. I think
you
we knew, like, surprise. And what would the reaction have been if it was FSU?
Oh,
have you ever seen that, like, World Cup celebration?
They would have been ecstatic.
He would have been so happy to play FSU. And, like, I would love to see Michigan lose, personally.
That proves that the committee got it right.
Well, no,
the reaction for Michigan means they got it right.
I think that's how the committee has to do it moving forward, okay? Well, we're not because we're moving to 12. But you throw out to Michigan. You got Florida State. You gauge their reaction. And then you tell them they got Alabama.
Just kidding.
And whoever they cheer for less is the team they get. How about that?
Yep.
Yep. You like that, Lucy. Okay. Jalen Milroe is the best quarterback of the four quarterbacks in the college football playoff. Lucy or Goosey?
Oh, that's a really good question.
He's playing great, Lucy.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I know. I stumped her. She has never been stumped.
Such a good like quarterback pool in the playoff this year. Like JJ McCarthy's awesome.
Yeah, Penix is great.
Ewers is amazing.
Yep. God, he's playing so good though.
I think I'm going to go Lucy just because of how well he's playing right now.
Yeah.
That's one of the best defenses in the country against Georgia. He looked really good. I think, like, I won't say overall that he's playing the best right now, which makes him the best at the moment.
I have a fun NFL loosey-goosey for you. Tyreek Hill gifted the entire Miami Dolphins roster these, like, Mac Daddy Segway scooters. And I'm out on this because I think they're dangerous. And I've seen our guy around here, Danny, I saw him on one of these scooters, and it didn't go well. So I'm just, like, thinking that's, like, a risky thing to buy every single person on the team. So are you loosey or goosey on buying Segway scooters for your entire team?
I'm goosey as hell on those. Those things scare the shit out of me.
Same here.
I had a friend who like completely disfigured his face on one of those things.
Really?
And I had a producer that disfigured his whole, I'm just making a joke.
Didn't Izzy fall too?
Izzy, and got really I think, bad, has had right? that. Remember when Izzy's face was all tore up?
From a scooter?
From
a scooter.
Exactly like.
Yeah.
Always get TikToks from nurses being like, please stop using those. Please stop. Please.
And he's just like, hey, all my teammates, all 55 of you, here you go. And I'm just like,
go get hurt.
What are we
that
doing?
Is a terrible idea.
Like, what are we doing?
That's an end of the season gift.
He shouldn't win MVP.
I don't need Raekwon Davis scootering to the facility every day. Okay. You should have bought them all a car. Segue
pile up and the entire Miami Dolphins offensive line.
How about you buy them all a car?
Game.
Yeah, it's a pile up on the way to the stadium.
MDP, the most dangerous player.
In Miami, too, where the drivers do not care.
I mean, luckily they go to the facility in Davie. Actually, that's not true. They're not in Davie.
They're
anymore.
Not in Davie anymore. Miami They're Grand. At the stadium.
Yeah,
right? All right. A couple more for Lucy and we'll get her out of here. Alabama will beat Michigan. Lucy or Goosey?
Ooh, this is a tough one. I haven't decided. I think right now it's just a pick 'em game.
One and a half.
Okay. I think I'm going to go Lucy. I think that Michigan still hasn't been as tested as we think. I do think Ohio State was good. Iowa's not the most formidable championship opponent. Alabama's really talented right now. Alabama could beat any team in the country. I think we always get in this like weird spot with the playoff where when Alabama loses a game, we can't let them in. If we were doing the system that we normally like where we're supposed to pick the four best teams, Alabama would be in every year. They're always one of the four best teams in the country. They could beat anybody. They could definitely beat Michigan. I think it's going to be a phenomenal game. I really do.
So do I.
That'll be the best defense Alabama's
I need FSU year. To show up to that game.
What would the spread be if they were playing FSU, Michigan was? Do we know?
It'd probably be pretty similar to the Georgia spread, I think.
Okay. Texas will beat Washington. Lucy or Goosey?
I think I'm Goosey on this one right now. Texas is, I believe, a 4-point favorite. This is a game I'm not quite sure how I feel because I've doubted Washington before and I would my normal approach would be right. Let's go to Texas. I believe that Texas is very, very good. They are like just talent wise. So insane. Dan talks about it all the time. Their receivers are giant.
Yes.
And
their whole team does. Receivers. They look fast. They look like giants. Yeah.
Yeah. They are a really good football team. Washington, there's just something about them. They keep winning games. Michael Penix Jr., I know he struggled the last few weeks, but he can turn it on at any time. That's a really good Washington football team. So I'm going to go a little – I'm 50-50 on this one.
All right. The championship game we should all be rooting for is Alabama and Texas. Lucy or Goosey?
I'm so Goosey on this because –
You just –
But go, Chris. Call her out. Chris wants to go.
Those
Chris,
are her
we can
two
go
winners.
Along here, by
those
the way. It's okay.
Two winners.
Okay. Right.
It's not what I want. The question was
that I'm saying this: the championship game we should all want is a rematch of Alabama and Texas, two one-loss teams. And she's saying she's Goosey on that, right?
I'm Goosey because I've seen that, been there, done that.
Yeah,
and
Texas,
I know that
Texas won by
not
double
the
digits.
Same team. Yeah, I know it's not the same team that, you know, Alabama is vastly improved.
Nick Saban has told us that a lot.
Right.
We're
not the same team.
We're already in this weird spot with Florida State getting left out. The games don't matter. So now if Alabama and Texas play each other and Alabama wins the national championship, it's just everything's out of whack. I want to see something new. I want to see something different. I know it doesn't technically count as an all SEC championship, but I don't want that.
If Florida State, Lucy, last one for you. If Florida State doesn't show up to the Rose Bowl, as Chris suggested, which would be great. But if Florida State beats Georgia, in the Orange Bowl,
that's not gonna happen.
With their backup quarterback, should the winner of the college football playoff then have to play Florida State?
I have never loved any suggestion
more. I love
that.
Thank
you.
They keep it within a touchdown.
I would not be shocked if Florida State came out and won that game. Just with like the
Yeah. Now Georgia doesn't want to be there. You're right.
Georgia doesn't want to be there at all.
Right. And Florida State has something to prove. Correct.
Someone took a screenshot of the presser of like the Orange Bowl coaches yesterday. Oh. No one wanted to be there. Kirby wasn't happy. Mike wasn't happy. No one wants to be there. It would be really cool if Florida State won. I think everyone is rooting for Florida State. And if they beat Georgia, who I believe if they were in the playoff would be the national champion, let's just crown it. Let's just go UCF and give it to Florida State anyways.
They should have that 5-6 matchup every year, or the bubble teams every year. They should rebrand it, re-sponsor it, the Salty Bowl. Salt company.
Saltines.
Like, no one wants to be in it. Like, it should just be like the 5-6 every year because these two teams feel like they should be in the playoff.
Right.
I know we're going to have to extend it now with more teams coming.
Quickly, Lucy, you are going to Army Navy. That is our national championship every year here at God Bless Football. You are going to Army versus Navy this weekend, right?
That is the plan.
Awesome.
And we don't know how plans work here. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but the plan.
No, we know. Right?
We know the plans.
Yes.
That word doesn't mean a ton.
Lucy, we appreciate it. I'm glad you had a great weekend. Glad you're home safely, and we'll see you this week. Thank you for joining us.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having me. Sorry, Florida State.
Something happened in NFL football yesterday that made me sad.
Really?
Yeah, I saw Ryan Tannehill holding field goals. and I thought to myself,
that made you sad.
And I thought to myself, Eli Manning never had to do this when he got benched at the end.
Yeah, but Ryan Tannehill was never Eli Manning.
That's a good point. That's actually the conversation I wanted to have. Like, I feel like Ryan Tannehill's above the line. Like, he reached the level where he shouldn't have to hold kicks.
Really?
He might be the line.
I feel like
line.
Ryan Tannehill is the line.
Time out.
Like, I feel like he's the Mendoza line.
Wait a second.
If you get benched, you have to do this.
You're saying he accomplished just enough that he should never have to hold a kick?
Mikey A and I aren't disagreeing. I have him just above. Like, we agree. He is the line. I just have him slightly up. Like, he's just above it, and Mikey has him just below it. So, according to Mikey A, Tannehill's the most impressive quarterback you'll ever see holding kicks.
Huh.
Yes.
I'm not certain.
Yes. I mean, he made an AFC championship game.
That's what I mean. I just feel like if you make an AFC a championship game, why can't the punter hold the kicks? What's the punter doing?
So you're saying Mark Sanchez should never have to have held a kick?
That's what you're saying. Yes, essentially.
The punter was hurt. That's why Tannehill was doing it. Yeah, because the punter got hurt.
All right, my bad. I didn't know that. It just makes me feel better.
So he's the backup holder.
All right, he's the backup. You know what? I'm good.
He's the backup holder.
He's the backup all over the place.
Yeah, which is a great tactic because it's like, hey, is there a fake coming? You
know, right. I can relate to that. There's times where around here something happens where I have to do something and I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm the backup for this. But that's what Ryan Tannehill felt like yesterday.
Jake Plummer's a quarterback.
He's also the backup left tackle.
Jake Plummer's a quarterback that has held kicks. So is Tony Romo. He botched one.
That Romo might be the best one to ever hold a kick. And you didn't hold one after that.
You gotta go back and see if Johnny Unitas ever held a
kick. Please try, because I think back in the day, you probably had the quarterbacks also holding kicks. Like, I'm not gonna be surprised if you tell me Bart Starr was a kicker or held the kicks or a punter.
Exactly. He probably punted and held the kicks and played quarterback.
I just got this, like he made the field goal and Tannehill had to do the thing, you know, like they always embrace after like the holder and the kicker. And I was just like, oh, Tannehill, that's where you are now. You're embracing the kicker after a field goal and you're acting like you're happy to be there.
But Chris, you need to take a page out of Tony Romo's book, and the next time you're asked to do one of those things you're not really you should be doing, you got to botch it
so you never do it again.
At least in practice, right? Do botch it in practice so it doesn't hurt the team, but you're just like, I don't know, coach.
Yeah,
listen, sometimes you got to make a point.
You don't make a point in a playoff game. It sticks with you your entire career.
Tony Romo, not the best
but
time.
Maybe Tannehill
never had to do it again.
Tannehill might be looking.
He didn't want to. They didn't want him.
I don't know how Tannehill feels about it, though. Tannehill might be thinking to himself, I want to turn this career into like 10 more years of being a backup.
Right.
And then he might be auditioning. I'm a damn good holder.
If Tannehill wants 10 years as a backup, he'll get it. Okay. Right. I would gladly take Ryan Tannehill as my backup.
I think he's my starter.
Do you think Chase Daniel would go to coaches and be like, I'm a damn good holder if you need it?
I don't think he has to.
I'm just saying,
If he needed to.
These people that are backups,
his career,
the people that want to have the career as backups.
Right. Like, listen, at the end of his career, when he's held enough clipboards, okay, and he's like, they're thinking about cutting him, and he needs to add a skill.
Coach.
Yes. Yeah.
See these hands?
Yes.
Sturdy hands.
Sturdy, yes.
No Romo here.
And I might be able to punk. Give me a year.
So yeah, that made me sad.
It did, huh?
I also need Lil Wayne hyping up every football game that I watch.
Why?
He did this thing last night before Sunday Night Football where it was just him kind of reading the voiceover for the pregame montage, and it was just like, I am all in on Lil Wayne doing that for every game I ever watch again.
It's so great.
He's so good.
What an interesting the NFL, man. Every year. And for some reason we're surprised every year.
Tyreek Hill MVP?
Yes. But the season ends. I've been saying that all year.
Have you?
He said it before. There's video evidence.
Greg Cody wrote that article yesterday. He's coming for your stuff.
4 weeks behind me.
Wow, you gotta give him
shit. At least four weeks behind me.
You gotta give him shit tomorrow.
I will. I 100%. I can't believe he wrote that article. Been saying it for 4 weeks now. But if the season ended today, the Colts are a playoff team.
That's insane.
They're 7-5. With Minshew.
So many of those teams that are just annoying.
Yeah.
And the Colts are them. The Titans, they played yesterday. The Colts Titans just, God, do I never want to watch that.
The Falcons would host a home game.
That's another one. I love how now that the Dolphins are good, I can look down at all these teams now. Like I was. The Dolphins, the Falcons this year, that's the Dolphins the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Just no one knows.
That's
they can win, they can lose. And now that I'm the Dolphins and we're nine and three, I'm looking down at them.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, Falcons, what's up?
They're minus 14.
I'm so judgmental of offenses now. Right. I'm like, look how little motion they have.
Because you have the best offense in the NFL.
They're not moving around at all.
You're cocky Dolphin fan. I'm like,
third and 12, no problem.
That's the best feeling, is because I remember like those Tannehill teams.
Unless he has to roll out.
Yeah. If it was like third and 17, you're like, well, the drive's over.
Yeah.
Now it's like you can get it back in a play. It's fantastic.
What was that throw? That second bomb touchdown? Was that a bad throw or a good throw?
I mean,
like, because Tyreek, like,
and he thrown it to Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek
was
going one way. Tyreek,
he'll make it look good.
He flips around and then it falls right in his bread basket. So it looked like a fantastic throw.
He had to adjust, but it was a good
throw.
But
I heard people say afterwards that it was actually a bad throw.
It was good. It was good, but it was a good play by Tyreek too. He had to adjust.
Listen, if Tyreek bailed him out, he bailed him out because Tua has put plenty right on the numbers for him. Like, he just has. He's been
two Segway scooters for Tua.
Two of them. Tua. Dangerous. I don't want him on those things. The Dolphins are good.
Van Ginkle,
yeah,
dude had a sack, a pick six, and inches from a block punt, and then it was halftime.
Yeah, I was surprised because the weather was bad. Washington, that could have been a sneaky close game, and the Dolphins took care of business. They blew them out, and it really, I'm telling you right now, that Dolphin Raven game, it's all set up for that game to determine who's going to be the one seed in the AFC because something's off in Kansas City. I don't know what it is.
Is it condescending? Or is it respectful of Mike McDaniel to jog to the head coach handshake every game?
Well, what do you mean?
Like Mike McDaniel, like when the coach is at the end of the game.
No, I understand.
He always jogs to the coach.
Yes.
And it's one of those things where if you just look at it, it looks like he's being respectful. He's like, I'll make the effort and get to you quicker. But it's also when you're like winning by double digits, it can also very quickly go over the line of condescending and like, oh, you're so good. Oh, you're so young. You can run over here.
So you'd rather him slow strut to you?
I just think both. It's just like a thing as old
as
time.
You want him to get to exactly the halfway point and then just stop?
It's a thing as old as time.
Yeah.
The coach is walking slowly, looking for each other. The one handler being like, no, he's right here. I always want to be that guy. Like just the handler for a head coach.
Who gets you to the coach.
Just make sure you're doing all the stuff you need to do.
Right.
But I don't know. I've always thought it was respectful, but yesterday it crossed the line where I'm like, is he being condescending with that jog?
Right. Well, if he is, so what? He should be.
So
I mean, Ron Rivera stinks, and he's about to get fired.
Ron Rivera's like lost. Like, where is he? Like facing the wrong direction? Right. The wrong direction. I'm on one today, man.
You really are. All right, let's get to Fuentes as a top five, and then Mikey has Billy's big board bets brought to you by whoever, because Billy's not here. He let us know an hour ago, and Mikey is going to do that for us. So go ahead, Fuentes first, you with the top five.
Right, we have 2 minutes, so I'm going to fly through these.
Go, okay. Fly.
Number five, the Cardinals, they shouldn't be winning games.
Okay. Announce the top five first.
We did a last segment, things that shouldn't be.
Okay.
Yeah. So number five, the Cardinals shouldn't be winning games.
Okay. I mean,
what are you trying to do here? You keeping Kyler Murray or what?
Yeah.
Okay, number four, there shouldn't be any questions about Dak Prescott's contract extension.
There shouldn't be any contact.
I don't know what he said. I can tell you what made me sad from the NFL yesterday quickly. Joe Flacco. Anyway, go ahead.
There shouldn't be any questions about Dak's contract extension. Not because Dak is good. It's because there's so much bad quarterback play. My God, if you have anybody like that, you got to hold on to it.
All right, three, faster.
Number three, Derek Carr shouldn't be a starting quarterback.
Good. That's good.
He's the guy you think you want until you get him.
He stinks. Sure. All right, number two.
The NFC South, they shouldn't get a playoff team. We should have a committee decide that playoff spot.
Right, the Falcons are hosting the Cowboys right now.
NFC South committee.
Yeah, to determine who gets that playoff spot.
NFC South committee is a great idea.
Yeah, yes. But NFC South, but you don't pick a team from the NFC South. The committee gives it to the Buffalo Bills. Right. Use it for the main show. You can have it. Okay, number one, FSU, they shouldn't have been left out of the college football playoff. It's you're going to get Tate Rodmaker back in a month. He only had a concussion. He got better, and then Cardale Jones won a national championship. He was a third-string quarterback.
Dude, you can't say anything better than NFC South committee.
That was it. You had us there. That should have been number one. Are you done?
Yes, Mikey, fly through this.
Okay.
Big fly through bets, this. All right, real quick.
You have 39 seconds.
Joe Mixon, over 2.5 receptions.
That's a small
board. Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Over 242 yards passing. Right. Evan Ingram. Over 45.5 yards receiving.
Okay. Mikey, wow.
BB.
Efficient.
Excellent.
Mikey, that was fantastic.
Well, because he did on three separate pieces of paper. Had it been one big board.
We're asked to like a race.
Mikey's multiple pieces of paper brought to you by McAfee, something.
You have to announce your top five before you deliver
said
said
it like
top
50
five.
Times.
Chris maintains it was off
Chris
air.
Chris was rambling around Lil Wayne, all this crap. And then I'm like, God damn it. We got
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
God bless football, everyone.
God bless it.
lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.